Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet as we shout it louder, hallelujah. As many people as are happy that God has preserved them till today, let them shout the loudest, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes as we raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Power must change and see my life, no matter what the devil may say. Power must change and see my life, no matter what the devil may say. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Power must change and see my life, no matter what the devil. Sing it again loud and clear. Power must change and see my life, no matter what the devil may say. Power must change and see my life, no matter what the devil may say. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Power must change and see my life, hallelujah, no matter what the devil may say. Amen. Now listen carefully, beloved. This is the final Power Must Change and service for this year. The Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. The Lord has some mind-blowing packages here today that will make many people to dance and to rejoice forever. Even those things that people think are completely impossible, the package here today has no respect for impossibility. And so if you are here today, I congratulate you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The first thing I'd like you to do is to sing the following songs of praises aggressively and violently. The Bible says God is glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, and that he inhabits the praises of his people. If you want the Lord to pay you a special visitation today, then sing these songs from your heart. Where the mighty man in battle, I shall die. Where the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle, I shall die. You are the mighty man in battle, glory to your people, you are the mighty man in battle, I shall die. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, glory to your name. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Hallelujah, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship. Oh, you are worthy, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Hallelujah, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, of Lord, I was that worthy, that worthy, worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor,
Yahweh, our creator, I love you. Unchangeable God, Jehovah Jireh, unchangeable God, Jehovah Nissi, unchangeable, oh Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Shammah, unchangeable. You can never change. You can never change. Jesus the same for. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus the same for. Hallelujah. You can never change. You can never change. You can never change. Jesus is so far. Hallelujah. You can never change. Jesus is so far. There is no other God who lives and never dies. There is no other. There is no other God who lives and never dies. There is no other God who never. Sing it loud and clear. There is no never dies. There is no other God who never died. All of my gods, they are the works of men. You are the only one. There is no life. Hallelujah. Yes, you are the one. Yes, you are the only one. There is no life. Hallelujah. All of that. Yes, they are the works of. Yes, you are the only one. There is no life. Hallelujah. All of that. God. Yes, you are the ones of. You are the only one that. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. Sing it loud and clear. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man, a winner man, all the winner man, 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 a winner man. I am on the winning side. I win inside all the win inside. I win inside. Jesus is a winner man. 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 A winner man all the time. Hallelujah! Now right there where you are, I'd like you to pick a song of praises by yourself. Any song of praises the Holy Spirit lays in your heart. And sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings.
and to the Lord of Lords. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Great is our God. How great is his name. How great is his love. Forever the same. In love at the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I never leave you. And trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Whatever things have started to happen already. Many stubborn situations have been reversed. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Wonderful God, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you for bringing us to this final Palm of St. John service in the year. We praise your holy name for what you have been doing in our lives. We praise your holy name for what you have been doing in these programs. And we thank you for the package that you have made available for today. We thank you because you are Jehovah Nissi, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are El Jai Shaddai, the one who is more than sufficient. We give you praise. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. And that which you have packaged for this morning, let it be the lot of your children in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout it loud, hallelujah. And let's have a seat. God bless you. And let's take our Bibles. I'd like you to listen very carefully to the words I'm going to speak now. There is no sermon here this morning, but this is a prophetic message. I'd like you to listen very carefully. But before I begin to look at this, let me confirm that when you were coming here this morning, they gave you a sheet of paper. Is that right? If you have that paper in your hand, can you bring it up and wave it at me? Let me make sure you have one in your hand. Praise the Lord. Thank you. God bless you. You can keep that paper now. And listen very, very carefully. I want to give this prophetic warning. And I title it under what I call the Night Brigade of Judas. The Night Brigade of Judas. That's how I will caption it. But you understand as we go on. In the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 53. Luke 22, 53. The Night Brigade of Judas. Luke 22, 53. This is Jesus speaking. So, when I was dealing with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is your hour and the hour of the power of darkness. There is a season known as the hour of the power of darkness. All this took place at night. Go right back to the book of Job chapter 34. Job 34 actually captions the kind of prophetic warning one wants to give now. Job 34, 20. Listen. In a moment shall they die. This is Job 34, 20. And the people shall be troubled. At midnight and pass away. And the mighty shall be taken away without hand. All this an agenda of the midnight. Now move right back to the book of Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. I read from verse 31. Matthew chapter 26. I'm going to read from verse 31. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men should be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. The tribulation of Peter was going to fall upon him in the night. Verse 35. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples. Unfortunately, he findeth them asleep. And said unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, for those who said it's not necessary to repeat prayers. There you see Jesus repeating exactly the same prayer points a second time. O my Father, if this cup be not possible for me except I drink it, then will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time. Saying, notice the scriptures, the same what? Words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour, that is the hour of the power of darkness, is at hand. And the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he spoke, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with sword and staffs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whosoever I shall kiss, the same is he. Hold him fast. Amen. Let me make a few very serious statements. The enemy is planning evil for the night hours, which is planning to use to strike many persons. It is a clever conspiracy of darkness that is now being organized even against this nation. So we cannot fold our hands and watch helplessly while the powers of darkness just carry out their wicked plots. Listen to me and listen to me carefully. This is why I'm being very slow, so you can understand every word. The enemy is planning to strike many with slumber and sleep, and then take them by surprise in the middle of the night. A lot of people who should be praying have abandoned the prayer altar. A lot of people are engaged in deep sleep and deep slumber, and the enemy is very close. Many of us saw this present year as a year of a lot of violence, a lot of trouble. But if we don't pray now against these powers of the night, what is going to happen next year may be more serious. That's why you had that prayer sheet in your hand. In every age, before Satan strikes, the first thing he sends upon the people is a spirit of slumber. The spirit of slumber, he will send it upon those who should be keeping awake to watch against him. Great disasters usually followed every night of satanic slumber. Unfortunately, even many churches now, we are not praying. That's the truth. But the reality of the situation now, beloved, that the night brigade of Judas in the spirit is about to invade many. Presently now is the noise of snoring rather than the voice of prayer that comes from our churches at night. Same for so many homes. Beloved, the brigade of darkness is about to strike. And this message is a call to immediate arms. Let me be more specific. You will say, what are they saying here this morning? What I'm saying is, there is going to be increased night attacks. There is going to be increased mysterious deaths at night. There will be cases of people who sleep quite heavy, but they don't wake up.
There will be a lot of aggressive spiritual robbery, and serpent stones will be thrown at so many. There will be massive distribution of night infirmities. Somebody is attacking the dream, it wakes up with sickness. Attacks the dream, wakes up with sickness. And as the year is about to run to an end, there is going to be this violent drive by dark powers to initiate many, consciously or unconsciously, either by force or by persuasion. So meaning that you don't joke with any funny dreams like somebody feeding you, somebody injecting you now. Don't joke with anybody else coming to your dream and started having sex with you or committing immorality with you. There is going to be a rage of witchcraft against children at night, because the brigade of darkness had discovered that the night hours are now filled with slumber instead of prayers. And for those who love roaming around parties, night parties will bring many to early death. You will remember that I said so now. All of a sudden they'll be coming from the night party, and the enemy will make their vehicles or some assault and drink every blood inside the vehicle. So those of you who like to go to all parties, and you better desist now. Many men will lose their virtues to strange women, and they will go out at night only to be disgraced in the day. So men here who roam around strange women at night, you better beware. The enemy is planning a wicked thing. Many plots of the night that the enemy is planning will usher many into very terrible confusion. And those things in mountain of fire we call the powers of the night will be at their best in rage. By that I mean the powers from the moon that smited by night, what the Bible calls terror by night, pestilence that walketh in darkness, spirits of heaviness, spirit of death, sorrow and suicide, spirits of infirmity, aggressive marine powers, aggressive familiar spirits, aggressive witchcraft powers, forest demons and wandering spirits, evil angels and satanic agents, occultic powers, spirit wives, spirit husbands, ancestral strongmen, ancestral spirits, spirits impersonating the dead, necromancers and enchanters, dream manipulators, drinkers of blood and eaters of flesh, night caterers, sorcerers, diviners, demon idols, and all kinds of terrible spirits will be released upon men. We need to counter all this. That's why prayer is an adult business. And our Master Jesus laid the foundation of that kind of prayer. It is customary for our Lord Jesus to pray at night, at midnight. Now that the enemy is going to wage midnight battles, we should have to position ourselves to fight. Because the midnight is a very important spiritual entity. It's a period of high significance. It divides between the day and the night. The midnight is a transition hour, the hour to begin a new day. The midnight is a period of intensive spiritual activity. It's the hour when all the late workers in the dark kingdom are struggling and they are desperate to fulfill their quota. The midnight is the firstborn of the hour. To be quite honest with you, the most intensive watch for spiritual and satanic activity is 12 to 3 a.m. The most dangerous watch in the Bible is the third watch of the night. The Bible watch starts at 6 p.m. 6 to 9 is watch number 1. 9 to 12 is watch number 2. While 12 to 3 is the third watch of the night. That third watch of the night is an area of terrible activities. To be quite honest with you, that is when most people die untimely. And is the hour most people sleep the deepest. That's why the Bible tells us that when the enemy comes and finds you asleep, he will do his evil. The enemy comes when the person is sleeping. When the evil angels were to strike in Exodus, the hour the figs was midnight. When Paul and Silas began to pray in the prison, they started at midnight. Therefore, beloved, you and I have an agenda to fulfill so that the enemy will not succeed in his plan. It is not for a joke that Jesus chose the night to pray about choosing his disciples. There are some kinds of prayers that can be prayed in the night. There are some kinds of prayers that can be prayed in the day. There are some prayers that will only be effective at night. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not faint. So will the Lord not speedily avenge the saints who call upon him day and night? There are some prayers for the day, there are some prayers for the night. The same prayers that are supposed to pray in the night, if you pray it in the day, it will have no effect. By that time, the council meeting of the headquarters of evil will have closed. What is the point in attacking a meeting that has already closed? So this is why we have to choose the night to do some of the prayers I want to advise you to do now. The enemy has held a meeting and they've decided what to do. They closed their meeting at 1 a.m. and they've gone their different ways. Then somebody stood up. Every garden of darkness be scattered. They had already gathered. They had met. They had decided. So you could pray that prayer. It won't work because the meeting has passed. But when an evil meeting is held against you and you start praying at that time, there will be serious chaos in the camp of the enemy. What am I trying to make you understand? To pray in the midnight hour is to meet the enemy at the place of battle and at the ground of battle. Terrible problems that come against us are usually programmed and executed at night. The day only wakes up to manifest them. Because it's in the night you find all kinds of wandering spirits, all kinds of terrible spirits that are unworthy of light moving about. The book of Matthew chapter 13 tells us that while men slept, his enemies came. So when evil instructions have been passed against you at night, they only come as messengers in the daytime to check it up. If you kill and scatter them in the night, you will not see them at the daytime. Because it's normally when we sleep, this force of darkness plan the operation. So if you stop them at that time, there will be no physical manifestation. Praying at night is a mystery of survival. And when you begin to send arrows of prayers at night, it enters into the heart of the enemy. The herbalist is only a consulting doctor in the afternoon. He just registers his patients in the hospital card in the afternoon. The night is the real sacrifice. Then there are some evil spirits who rest in the day because they can only draw power at night. If you bind them in the day, you are wasting your time. I remember that brother. He started the kind of prayers I gave to you now. The day started 12 midnight. All the dogs in the neighborhood gathered at the front of his house. And they barked and barked and barked till he finished at 3. But he did not stop. He continued until victory was won. God expects us, as this year is running to an end, to do much more of praying at night. To watch against the coming year. When you utter words into the heavens by midnight, the cassette player of heaven will keep repeating your words throughout the night. That's why the best time to catch a thief is when he's in the act. That is what night prayer can do. If you get into a vehicle on Monday morning, I want to drive to Benin. Maybe it will take you 3 hours, 4 hours or more. You will notice that the same journey will be shorter at night. There will be more freedom to operate. Can you please raise up your right hand to the heavens? And say this louder than anyone here. This prayer is for so many people gathered here this morning. Shout it louder than anyone here. Every evil bird. Can you shout this loud and clear? Assigned to my house. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That's very good. The night is the hour to counter any altar that has been set up against you. The night is the hour when you can call back other knights and break all incantations made against you. The night is the time when you can ask the enemy to release your name. The night is the time when you can decree that those who are holding you should pay back. Our colleagues in darkness, they deny themselves sleep to go to the devil in order to tidy up their business deals. While we claim to be tired and they seem to be getting results. Make up your mind. That as the Lord liveth and the Spirit liveth, it shall be according to the words of any evil man speaking against me at night. It shall backfire to them.
This message.
For you to answer back the uncircumcised Philistines. Telling the Philistines, I will not die by your decree. And then you issue your own decree against the uncircumcised Philistines. I want you to understand
that there is more open heaven to communicate with God in the midnight hour. There is freer traffic. Freer traffic. But then, for you to succeed in this kind of prayer, you must surrender your life to Jesus. You can't call upon him that you have declared that you are his enemy. Surrender your life to him. Number two, you must have a desire to operate a warfare agenda in the night. Number three, you must be determined to get results. Determination to get results at this period. Remember, beloved, the enemy is trying to bring severe calamity at night. Remember, beloved, that the hours of the dark is when the enemy uses mostly for their operations. Remember, beloved, that the hours of darkness have their own binding powers. Perhaps you are here now and the enemy has found you to sleep, and you don't know that the brigade of Judas is already approaching. Jesus told them, pray, pray, pray. When they should pray, they were sleeping. After some time, Jesus said, okay, continue your sleep now. What will wake you up will soon come. They slept off. And therefore, by the time the brigade of Judas came, it was too late to pray. When the author of prayer, they did not pray. And so the brigade has come. Close your eyes, beloved. Listen carefully. We have three kinds of prayers to pray here this morning. The first one is to cancel what has been done against our lives in the dark. The second one is to recover what has been stolen from us in the hours of the night. The third kind of prayer is a preventive prayer to barricade our lives so that we and our family are secure. But you see, if you are here and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, don't allow the powers of the night to waste you. Wherever you are, stand up on your seat and find a way. Run very quickly to the frontier, because we don't have time. We have a lot of prayers to pray. And I want you to be a partaker in the blessing of today. You say, man of God, I am not born again. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Get up from that seat and run very quickly to this altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Make it snappy. Make it snappy. The Bible says, escape for your life. Escape for your life. Jesus is waiting for you here. Amen. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Please close your eyes and bow down your heads now and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know you sent Jesus to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my life today. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Wonderful God, I thank you for these children. Lord, I pray that you uphold them by your power. Lay your hands of fire upon their lives. Write their names in the book of life and keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. The counselors will be with you then. The rest of us, let's begin to quietly speak destruction unto every spirit of slumber, so that the Lord will arise and fight for you today. Every midnight agenda against your life will be cancelled forever. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet now. We're here for very serious business. And I want you to play with the spirit of somebody who will not like to carry over any problem into the new year. The first prayer I want you to pray is this. I want you to pray it like fire and like thunder. Every good thing stolen from my life within the hours of 12 midnight and 1 a.m. Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud and clear? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Something is happening already. Everybody shouting is loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, begin the recovery now. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Something is happening already. Recover them. It doesn't matter which year it is. Let them recover. Let them recover. In Jesus' name we pray. You see what is happening? Yes. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Every power of the night assigned to waste my life. Can you shout that loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it even louder than that. You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus! Yes, deal with the powers of the night! In the name of Jesus! Something is happening over there! Masopote kaya bo shenderaba! Riba sopende kaya bo shenteyaba! Yes, yes, yes. Today is today, enough is enough. In Jesus' name we pray. There are five persons here. Something was taken from your body, including your hair, taken away by a housemaid. And as I'm talking to you now, these things have been programmed into a living animal. And this is why you're having trouble. Right away, you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that wandering animal is broken completely. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. Yes, be released. Yes, be released. That which was stolen from you, I'm putting a wandering cock. Release, release. That's number five. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every power programming serpents into my dream, man. Can you say this loud and clear? I command your serpents to bite you. In the name of Jesus, command your serpents to go back to them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. Twenty-five persons here with serpents and all kinds of animals programmed into their bodies. One by one, the power of God is falling upon you, and the circulating animals in your, they're jumping out. That's number one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yes, they're coming out through the mouth, through the nose, through the womb, through the ears, through every hole in the body. They're coming out. 21, 22, 23, 24, and number 25. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is here. The Lord is healing you now. One leg is shorter than the other, and the Lord is pulling the short one to meet to the size of the number one. Thank you, Jesus. Someone here who came crying because we received an evil letter. The Lord said, I should tell you that within the next 1 week, the evil letter shall be withdrawn. That's right. Yes. The strange voices that have been speaking to somebody within. You, the power behind that voice, loose your hold now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes. Loose your hold in the name of Jesus. The dark shadows attack. I break your stronghold now. In the name of Jesus. Now get yourself ready. Every evil bird flying against me at night. As a result of this prayer, some will get to their houses and find physically dead birds. Every evil bird flying against me at night. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Command evil birds to be destroyed. Oh yes. Spirit of the living God. Move. In Jesus' name we pray. As we pray this next prayer, look at what is happening there. I have a message for somebody here. The Lord said there is a member of your family that has been lost for a long time, but he will walk back home very soon. Let there be silence now. The virtues caging the waters for some sisters here have been released. Silence. Yes. Virtues caging the waters. They're being released. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As you pray this prayer, if you are that sister here, up to 7 times, you have had broken engagements, marriage, broken engagements up to 7 times, and you are tired of that situation, just find a way to this altar and be on your knees now. Everybody will pray like this. Please don't joke with this prayer. Every power that wants my efforts to turn against me. Can you say this with only anger? Can you shout it even louder than that? Can you make it even louder than that? Die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with that power now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Spirit of the living God. Move. Mashatari Mosanta. Rabapa. Nakatonde Sanda. Beribakapanda Kasataya Boshenta. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. The surgical operation from heaven is about to start. Say, every stone of darkness in my body. Can you shout it loud and clear? Light away! In the name of Jesus. Every stone of darkness in my body. Melt away in the name of Jesus. Yes, it's happening. It's happening. Melt away. right away. Right away. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I pray for these children at the frontier. Let every evil pattern organized against them by darkness be broken now in the name of Jesus. Beginning from today, I break the yoke of marital bewitchments in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Beginning from now, your marital agenda shall move forward in the name of Jesus. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. God has broken a powerful yoke in your life today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, if the enemy has been scratching your body when you wake up, as an angel of God by your side, who is laying his hands upon you, I want to wait for that to be completed. You wake up, you find scratches on your body. Angel of the living God is laying his hands upon you. So many things are happening here today. This next prayer, the Lord said we should pray two violent times and watch what he will do. Any problem, assigned to follow me into the new year. Sisters, are you here this morning? Can I hear the sister shouting this loud out here? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Everybody together. Down! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Deal with that problem. It must not follow you. In the new year. Masopokoya boshende rabokora basanta. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number two. Open your mouth and pray again. Masetakaya Boshende Rabba Santa. The problem must not remain. In Jesus' name we pray. There is someone in this meeting today, they have circulated the name around 24 occultic centers. But because you are here praying today, all their 24 arrows have gone back to them. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is here. The enemy has been turning your children against you. That bewitchment has been cancelled now. Thank you, Jesus. If you are that person and you used to have this bitter taste in your mouth anytime you wake up, it is an agenda of the enemy to kill you. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And your blood that has withdrawn from the kingdom of darkness has been brought back to you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray this next prayer, if you are in this meeting this morning and doctors have given you a very bad medical report, very, very bad, find a way to this altar and be on your knees, and the healing power of God will fall upon you, and the yoke of infirmity shall be completely broken. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Say, evil winds blowing against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, yes. Masopokoya Boshende Rabaka Santa.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Now louder than anyone around you.
You will shout this loud and clear.
Those of you at the front, don't allow anybody's voice to overshadow your own.
The louder you shout it, the quicker your healing. Messengers of affliction. Can you shout it loud and clear, everybody? Come your affliction in the name of Jesus. Messengers of affliction, carry your affliction, carry your affliction. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Those of you at the front, just begin to shake your head. As you shake that head, the arrow of affliction shall jump out and go back to the senders. That's right. Yes. Every problem in the head, in the eyes, in the breast, in the stomach, in the womb, in parts of the body, your time is up. Loose your hold. 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 Loose your hold.
That's right. Something is up over there.
Aha, aha.
Lord, by the stripes on the body of Jesus, let your healing power fall upon these your children. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You may go back to your seat now. As you are going, begin to check your body. Begin to do what you are not able to do before. The healing power of God has flowed into your body, to your spirit, into your soul. That which you were not able to do before, begin to do it now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. The spirit husband that has been stealing from one sister is standing by her side where she is. But the ground has opened up to swallow that spirit husband forever. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There are some people here, before this year runs to an end, they are going to have multiple divine acceleration. Yes.
Shout this again loud and clear. Every power
baking the bread of affliction. Can I hear you saying this loud and clear?
Your time is up! Death! In the name of Jesus!
The one baking the evil bread. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha, aha, aha. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are that person that you notice a strange thing like feather growing in your body, please find your way to the altar so that the bad program into your body can die. It's like feather growing on your body. Let's find your way to this altar now. Everybody will pray this prayer. Please, I beg you. Pray this one as if you just arrived here. Pray with only anger.
Every Judas of the night
assigned to disgrace me. Can you say this with boiling anger? Can you say it again with only anger?
You are a liar! In the name of Jesus!
leaders of the night are signed against you. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I pray that you lay your hands upon these your children here at the front. Let every yoke of satanic growth be melted away now. In the name of Jesus. And the evil God that you have seen today, you shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. I command them to disappear and to vanish. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You can go and check your body now. Go and check your body now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are in this service now and you have been dreaming of death, lay your right hand upon your head. You have been dreaming of death. Just lay your right hand upon your head. Or somebody has seen a revelation or a vision talking about you dying, lay your right hand on your head and decree this loud and clear. I fire back every hour of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, fire back. In Jesus' name we pray. Again, pick a song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who has brought you here, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace, the great I am, what a mighty God we serve. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What a wonderful time to be here. The Lord said, I should tell you, that everyone who has presented at today's program has given them a special present. Thank you, Jesus. Shout three Jericho destroying, hallelujah! Say thank you, Jesus. Shout it in your language. We pray the closing prayers now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit your children now unto your holy hand. It is written that you to the hills shall raise up your head. From there comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. You will not suffer your feet to be moved. For if that keepeth you will not slumber, that keepeth you shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep you going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague move near your camp. As you go, it shall be well with you. Any tragedy that is left in this year shall not be your lot in the name of Jesus. Any hidden sickness assigned to kill anyone, I command that sickness to vanish now. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I saw someone here, you came here fasting with a covenant with the Lord. You said, Lord, show me a sign. Let the man of God mention my case. The word I'm speaking to you now is a confirmation of the miracle power of God that has taken root in your life. I congratulate you. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.